Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, John Fielder, president of Southern California Edison.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow man.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. Now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you're joining us tonight. Our guest for the entire show this evening is John Fielder, who's the president of Southern California Edison. John, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks, Art. It's great to be here.
John is featured on the front page of the current newsletter and has been our guest in years past. And John, the summer, a very hot summer, and that impacts your business quite dramatically.
It sure does, Art. We were going along fine. We had actually a pretty moderate summer until last weekend. And as you know, the heat storm that struck last weekend really puts a strain on the electric grid. And we had a lot of customers out that we know about, and we apologize for the outages. It's one of those things that come with hot weather. As you know, we serve about 4.8 million customers across our service territory. We had outages with about 600,000 customers last weekend. And of those 600,000, about 89% were restored within 24 hours. And we had 99% restored within 48 hours. Of course, we know that if you're one of those that were out for 24 hours
right.
or 48 hours,
yeah.
That's not acceptable. And we're working on plans and programs and investments to try and improve on that.
Well, I know from my relationship with your company that there's a real ethic among the linemen and throughout the company and the culture to get out there and get that power back, even under very adverse conditions weather-wise. Those linemen really want to get that job done.
Our crews are fantastic, and they do everything they can to get customers back as soon as they can. We try and focus on the customers that have been out the longest, to return them first. But when we have a situation like we did last weekend where we have a number of outages in a relatively short period of time, there's just not enough crew workers to get to everybody in the kind of time frame that we would normally expect.
Well, I know from personal experience, there was an outage Monday night on Pacific Coast Highway and also in the condo complex in which I live. But they had power restored within 2 hours there, so
it depends on the type of failure that occurs during the heat storm and how long it takes and what other outages are in the area. So some customers were back within just a couple of hours, and then, as I said, others, unfortunately, were out for 24 or 48 hours.
Well, that leads to the whole area of investment in your facilities, because you have to be prepared not just for the normal demand, but for the occasional peak demands. And tell us what Edison is doing with regard to that.
Well, that's a good point, Art. We've got two major initiatives. One is the problem that we had this last weekend was not associated with a power supply issue. We had plenty of power plants that were operating. And that, in large part, was due to the fact that in the prior year, remember, we had a heat storm very similar to this last year. Since that time, Edison has installed four new generating plants called peakers. And we also signed a contract with NRG, who owns the Long Beach plant right here in Long Beach, that provided another significant piece of power. So we had new supplies in the area. And so the lights stayed on. There was enough power to keep the system grid operating. Where we did have problems is with the grid itself, the wires, and primarily the transformers, which are those little can-like looking things that you see hanging on the poles. And when it gets hot, and particularly when it doesn't cool down at night, they have a tendency to fail more often than they do under normal
circumstances. Is that shorting out and sparking? Is that what happens?
Sometimes it shorts out and sparks. Sometimes they just quit working. Sometimes they leak. So we have different kinds of failures. But we replaced about 1,600 transformers this weekend out of our 700,000 that we have
in the system. So it was not a shortage of energy supply that triggered that?
That's right.
That's fascinating.
There was enough energy supply in the state to keep the lights on. We're also proud. One of the things we did since last summer is our customers have helped us with the power supply situation. We increased significantly the number of customers that signed up for our air conditioning cycling program. This is our summer discount program.
How does that work?
So for the customers get a reduced bill during the summertime, during the 4 months during the summertime. In return, they offer their air conditioning system up for us to cycle off for up to 6 hours. And we put a device on their air conditioner and send a radio signal out.
Really?
To actually turn their air conditioner.
So you can cut off my air conditioning.
If you've signed up for the program, it's a voluntary program, and you get a fairly significant reduction in your bill during the summer months. And normally, it's infrequent, and we did use it this weekend, primarily to help keep circuits from going down in their entirety. So, for example, if we had a circuit that was overloaded, rather than losing all the customers on that circuit, we could cycle the air conditioners on that circuit off and keep power to everybody else, including the house that has the air conditioner, except their air conditioner would be cycled off for 6 hours.
Well, that sounds like a win-win-win situation.
It is. It's a very good program. Of course, people are not used to having their air conditioning cycled off because we don't do that too often. And so we've heard some customer complaints about not having their air on the hottest weekend.
And the answer is, well, we were giving you a discount all summer long.
That's the issue.
Well, I know renewables also is a important constituent of your portfolio. And my understanding is that Edison buys more renewables than any energy company in the country.
That's right, Art. We serve about 16 or 17% of all the energy that our customers use comes from renewable resources. So that's wind, geothermal, solar, biomass, and that is more than any other utility in the country. We have a goal to get to 20% by 2010, or maybe 2011, depending on how transmission projects come. But we want to increase the amount of renewables in our portfolio. In order to do that, we have to build new transmission, because as you might expect, where the wind blows and the sun shines and we have geothermal facilities, we don't have a lot of transmission. So we have to build transmission, and we have a major project that has been approved by the Public Utilities Commission, and we're going to be starting construction before the end of the year to build major transmission in the Tehachapi area, which is where there's a lot of wind potential there. And we expect to have that completed by 2010 and 2011, and we'll be able to deliver a lot of wind into our customers.
So Edison is really leading the charge on green energy, to coin a term, or maybe it's not new here.
Yeah, we're proud of that, Art. We've been doing that for several years. Yeah. There's a renewed emphasis across the country, as you know, in response to the global warming greenhouse gas concerns. And we're hopeful that our renewable program is a big piece of the solution there.
That's great. Well, we'll be continuing this discussion, but first we pause for these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back continuing our conversation with John Fielder, president of Southern California Edison. And, John, it's not just the utility companies that are responsible for allowing demand and supply to equalize. The customer also plays a role in that. And tell us some of the things that customers can do to help with the process.
Well, Art, that's a good topic because customers are a big piece of the energy solution here in California. Southern California Edison has been a leader in energy efficiency for the last 25 years. Over the last 5 years, we've offered programs that have helped customers save about 4 billion kilowatt hours of energy. We have programs in place over the next 2 years that will save an additional 2 billion kilowatt hours. And so it's very important for customers to be part of the solution. Number of ways that we can do that. We offer programs across our customer classes. So for industrial customers, we have programs that will give incentives for industrial customers to change out motors, change out lighting, and become more efficient as industrial customers. Commercial customers like supermarkets and stores, we have programs that give them incentives to put in the most efficient refrigeration for their cooling, and the most efficient lighting, and so forth. And of course, for residential customers, which we do promote and advertise so that our residential customers can take advantage of them, we have programs to change out light bulbs and put in new compact fluorescent light bulbs, rebates available for changing the refrigerators out, becoming more energy efficient with refrigeration. We have programs associated with pool pump motors. And so a wide variety of programs to help customers use energy more wisely.
And the incentive, of course, from the customer standpoint, whether it's residential or commercial or industrial, is saving dollars.
It's really a twofer, Art, because certainly if the customer doesn't use energy, then they don't pay for it and it lowers their overall energy bill. In addition, we have a number of programs that offer explicit rebates. So we will actually pay customers to be more efficient. And that's good for the customer and it's good for the system.
And I know on your website, and we put the website up, SCE.com, at the end of each segment here, there's a lot of information available on these programs.
That's right. Customers that are interested in more information can go on our website and drill down into the various programs that are available. We also can handle calls through our telephone center, and that's a good way to get some tips on what to do.
So as you said, it's a twofer. You save money, but you also are now part of the solution rather than the problem.
Absolutely. it's a good way to do business.
And so you're partnering with your customers in creating these programs. What is the Energy Star program? Is the refrigerator program?
It's an appliance program, and it's actually a program that was developed by the Department of Energy to certify that certain appliances meet certain standards as the best energy efficiency appliances to buy. So we encourage our customers to buy Energy Star appliances, whether it's refrigerators or dryers or microwaves, or they have an Energy Star label on them. They're going to be, you know, they're the energy most energy efficient appliances you can get.
Now, apropos of this and looking into the future, I understand smart meters are coming. Tell us about that.
That's right. This is a new technology, and we're really trying to bring the electric system into the 21st century from a technology standpoint. So we're looking at replacing all of our 5 million meters over the next 4 or 5 years with basically what is a little computer. So this little computer will record the energy usage, and it will also have two-way communications. So we'll be able to communicate with this meter, and the meter will also be able to communicate with appliances in the homes.
Now, wait, so that the meter man will no longer have to come out to read the meter.
That's right. Or this it will be read remotely by a communications system, and it will also send signals to the customer about the price of energy and how much energy is being used. So customers can use this meter to better manage the way they use energy in their home or business.
As you know, I'm on the board of directors of the Water Museum in Hemet, and we have a solar, $2.5 million solar array on the roof, and we have a gauge in the museum that tells what percent of the total demand is being generated at each moment in real time by that solar array, and it can get up to 30% of the needs.
That's right. And one of the reasons that we're putting these meters in is to give customers the ability to see how much energy they are using at any given time, which is a change from the way the meters work today. So our hope is that customers will be more sensitive to when they use energy, make sure they use energy at the most efficient time, and also reduce their bills.
We had a guest years ago who wrote a book called The Game of Work, and one of the basic theses of the book is that if you measure things, you get more of it, whatever it is. And it really makes sense if you can let the customer know what he's saving or what he could save in real time, you'll get behavioral changes.
That's the hope, and we're going to be rolling this out over the next 4 years. We're actually doing a pilot that we started in July, and there are a number of meters in the pilot that are actually located in Long Beach. So we're putting them throughout the service territory to try and test the communications under different conditions.
Outstanding. Well, we'll be continuing with this conversation, but first we need to pause for these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We are back. Continue our conversation with the president of Southern California Edison, a fellow attorney, I might add, John Fielder. And John, Edison is certainly a good citizen in Long Beach, as I'm sure it is in other communities, but I can speak to from personal experience that at so many significant community events, Edison is there supporting it with a table, sponsoring it, so forth and so on.
Well, thanks, Art. As you know, as an electric utility, we are part of the community. We're not going to pick up and leave or move to another state. So we like to feel that we're part of the community and want to give back to the community where we can. As you know, I live in Long Beach, so both my wife and I participate in a number of organizations in Long Beach, and it is a great city, and we're glad to be part of it.
And your predecessor, Bob Foster, now Mayor Bob Foster, similarly was involved long before any political career with so many of these functions.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I know a major initiative is with the Port of Long Beach, and the port, just for the record, is embarked on a major clean air action plan, and the Green Port, in fact, the Green Port open house is upcoming this month or in October. And tell us about your relationship with the port.
Well, thanks, Art. Port is one of our major customers, and they've got this green initiative to try and make the port as clean as it can be. And we want to partner with the port and are partnering with the port to do the things we can do. So a couple of examples of things we're doing is today when the ships come into the port and are tied up to the berth, they have to keep their engines running on the ships, and they do that with their diesel engines. And it, of course, produces emissions associated with those engines. And what we're working with the port to do, it's called cold ironing, is enable the ships to turn those engines off when they're in port and plug into the berth and get their electricity to run their operations on the ship while they're docked from the electric grid.
That's great. And those engines use the dirtiest high sulfur fuel, so that's a major savings.
It is a major savings, and you know, we're working with the port now to figure out how to put the infrastructure in place to be able to serve the ships as they come
in.
So
you're bringing electricity to the docks at the port.
Electricity to the docks at the port. Yeah. Another example is we're working with the port to electrify some of the vehicles that they use on the port itself and the port facilities to move goods around and forklifts and things like that. And what we're trying to do is work with the manufacturers and the port to come up with electric solutions that would reduce pollution. So it's a major initiative, and the port and the staff at the port are fantastic to work with, and it's an exciting project.
Well, I know the port is committed to becoming a clean port, but it's a major undertaking.
It is a major undertaking, and of course one of the pieces of their cleaning up the port is to do with the trucks.
Right.
And that has a lot of issues, and the port is really serious about cleaning up their operations.
Speaking about trucks and plug-in, what about these plug-in electric vehicles? Are they going to be coming or what?
We're really excited about this, Art. The notion of a plug-in hybrid vehicle is to have a vehicle that would have an electric motor on it that could plug into your garage, or if you went to work and had an electric plug, a normal plug, charge up
like
the
batteries.
Like a golf
cart.
Like a golf cart. You would charge up the batteries, and so you would be able to run off the electric motor for a much longer period of time than we have been with the older technology vehicles. And then the hybrid feature of it is that the electric motor will take you so far, and if you happen to be going a long distance and the electric motor did run out of power, that you do have a gasoline engine that can kick in, so you're not going to get stranded.
We had a run at this many years ago, and it kind of died.
It did. The car manufacturers, for a number of reasons, decided that wasn't the time and the direction they wanted to go. We've kept our finger in the electric vehicle business and have a lab out in Pomona where we test vehicles and work with the auto manufacturers and try and help. We've partnered now with Ford and with Toyota to try and move the next generation of plug-in hybrids forward. We expect to see them perhaps in 2010, and we're pretty excited about it because the way it works with the grid is most of the charging can occur at night.
Yes.
When there is surplus capacity.
That's right.
On the grid.
Yeah.
So because our demands are during the day. And so we've done some studies with the Electric Power Research Institute as well as the National Resources Defense Council. And we think that we can serve about 80% and clean up 80% of the emissions associated with gasoline vehicles through the electric grid.
And I know that the non-electric hybrid, like the Prius, is on backorder. People love these hybrids now.
You know, the focus on greenhouse gas and global warming just makes vehicles a target to clean up. And we think that the electric vehicles is part of the solution.
So we have just a minute left, John. Are you optimistic about the future, about getting a grip on our energy needs and supplies?
I am. I mean, there are a number of challenges. This greenhouse gas issue is going to be a major focus of the state. As you know, California enacted a law last year that put it in a real leadership position. We're working with the state policymakers to do everything we can to make our portfolio as green as we can. Big focus on helping customers be as efficient as they can, adding renewables to the portfolio. So we're really excited about the future of the electric system here in California. We're investing about $9 billion in the wires over the next 5 years, $4 billion in new transmission systems. So we see a bright future.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Art.
We'll be back with the rest of our show after these announcements.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, welcome back. Fascinating discussion with the president of Edison. And they really, for so many years, have been model corporate citizens that give back to the community, that are involved in the community. They are supplying a needed service. The members of the community are their ratepayers. But as John mentioned, they are part of the community and they believe in as a corporate philosophy in giving back. And John, I wish that so many other corporations would also embody that ethic.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah. So anyway, continued success, and thank you all for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.